equipment like this in the home of the future, we may not have to go to work.
Now, from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
In the 21st century, it may be that no home will be complete without a computerized communications console.
It's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
CLTV Hour. Hi, everybody, on CLTV. Mark Carmen's here for Dave Ennett for a couple of days. Mr. Ennett visiting his dad. Mr. Ennett visiting Mr. Ennett in Florida.
It's a power move.
And Mark Carmen, we're not going to have a lot of time today, but I will have time to begin to ask you deeply personal questions that are none of my business about your engagement.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so we'll work one or two of those coming in. John DeCoste, please explain who's here.
Oh, this is actually kind of neat. We've known both of these comedians, God, for such a long time. I've had the pleasure of working with them both. They have a big show that's coming up this Saturday at the Metropolis Theater, A Tale of Two Tims. It's Tim Walco and Tim Cavanaugh.
Woo!
Yeah.
This is the rare sitting ovation.
Yeah. We love them.
Congratulations.
And I should say, it's a tale of two Tims, but it's going to be a lot more Tims and a lot less tail than you'd probably expect.
Well, based on your age, both of you, I suppose tail is limited.
It's a tale of two walkers. I'm leaving now for the show.
Now, have you guys worked together before?
Not really.
Well, you know what? Not in a setting like this. And hardly
with microphones.
Hardly ever. I mean,
with microphones and a stage and an audience.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've worked a couple days in his living room.
Yes, we did.
That we actually rehearsed some stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but you're not going to hear any of that here.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Because you're both national headlining stand-up superstars.
Yes.
No, you're both very, very funny. Who headlines?
Both of us.
So
Tim does.
Tim does. Yeah.
How do you work that out? Because you're also both egomaniacs, and I hate to see a fight that ruins a show.
Tim Walco is going to close this particular show.
Oh.
Although at the very end, we're going to come on and do some songs together.
Oh.
A couple of them.
So that's
good.
Weaving the end of my set into our finale.
Do you sing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he sings.
Professionally?
He plays the guitar.
I did. Yeah, I used to do records. I was such a good musician, I became a comedian. I had records out way back when.
So what type of musician were you?
A rock and roll.
And did you think that was my path? I'm going to be a rock star?
I was, and we was doing really well. We had $1 million deal at MCA.
Come
records.
On!
No, we screwed it up completely.
Called what was it?
The Eddie Boy Band. We were big here in Chicago, and Lincoln Avenue scene was big. And in the 70s and the 20s.
How do I know? I don't know any of this.
Well, the guys in the group, I quit because I have two guys in there. Every day they wrote a song that was so darn good, I went, I can never do this. And they both written number one songs.
Is that right?
Yeah, Josh Leo, who was one of the top producers in Nashville, and Mark Goldenberg, who wrote Automatic for the Pointer Sisters. And
really?
Monsters, yeah. It was a great band. And, you know, it's like Hollywood. You get there and you go, you don't need those other guys.
Right. So you were about to get Yoko Ono'd out of the band anyway.
Nah, I was older and taller than they were, so they were very small people. They were very small. No, it was a cool band. It's just things. That's how it works over there.
Well, that's great, though, that this music thing is not just Kavanaugh wedging you in. You're actually going to blow him off the stage.
If I play my bass, I could, but I'm playing guitar, so.
No, but he can blow me off the stage any time. I just want to, my question for you, Tim, is those two other guys, are they available for this weekend?
Yes, sure. They're a little more expensive than we're going to.
Okay.
The budget's different.
They're both. I got you.
You know, when the Metropolis, when the, we set this up, the Metropolis wanted a comedy music night. And seriously, and you both know this, you are two of the best stand-up comics who actually sing and play music that I know. And
John DeCoste,
both on the same show, is phenomenal.
It is great because we seldom work together, and so this is fantastic. And
how'd you work out your differences?
Show.
Did you finally apologize?
I apologize. I always apologize to everybody for everything.
Right. Before he does anything.
Right, even before he does a thing.
So I apologize for the Kennedy assassination to him.
Now
you know, I had nothing to
that
do with it.
Seems over the top.
That's a bit much.
Well, you know, I didn't say which Kennedy, so.
Right. Irv Kennedy. Irv Kennedy Ford. It's on Damon. 1-800-IRV.
All right, now, you both have had an opportunity to leave Chicago, go do national, you know, whether it was Cinemax, late night, or actual entertainment. Why'd you stay in town?
I just like it here. I love Chicago.
It's hard to leave.
Yeah, and we did, you know, all of us moved out to L.A. for a while.
Right.
I was there when I did mostly music, and then I got here, and I went back, and I just never left.
Right.
And I think, and then once you start traveling, it's a great place to travel from. And I just, you know, I've been in a lot of places around the world, and this is where I feel at home here.
Well, and it's such a great comedy town.
It is.
People actually come in, they actually listen.
Yeah.
They listen, they comprehend, they laugh.
It was a great place to learn, and I have some legal problems. I cannot leave the state. So
your song Ankle Bracelet, I think, is one of your crowd favorites.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And I left that at home this morning. Yeah, so I can't
we'll
do
probably
that.
Have some visitors
with you. That's okay. You know what? Police officers and parole officers are also very good laughers.
All right, now here's my favorite thing to ask fellow comedians and pals.
Yes.
Smallest gig you ever played.
The smallest gig I ever played was when we had a comedy club here called the Comedy Cottage.
Okay.
Then the open one in Maryville, Indiana, because who doesn't want to spend a Tuesday night there at 11? And I went to college down the road, so really another reason not to go. And we were getting started. We wanted to get on. We wanted to play. And so I went on at about 10:30 on a Tuesday where three people, two got in a fight and got thrown out, and the third person was facing the other way.
So you've played one person, and you played to their back.
I did.
That's tremendous.
I did too at the Zanies, at the original Zanies on Wells Street. One guy, and I talked to Rick, the owner. I said, are we really doing a show for one guy? He said, well, I'm paying you, so yes, we're doing a show for one guy. And here was
it troubling at all that one person showed up alone?
No, not in those days.
Did you get a laugh?
I got a laugh. Here was my dilemma. He got up and he went to the bathroom about 10 minutes into my set.
What, waiting for another act?
Did you follow him in?
Then what do I do? You know,
do you keep going or pause?
I'm getting paid, so I feel some pressure to just keep going as if he were there. But I did wait. And he really appreciated it.
All right, so John, how do we get tickets? Because these guys are going to come back, maybe sing or not.
We'll sing.
Okay.
They'll do it here. You can go to metropolis.com or you can call the box office directly at 847-577-2121. That's the Metropolis Theater in downtown Arlington.
When's the show?
It is Saturday at 7:30. This Saturday at 7:30.
7:30?
Yes.
Wait a second.
Well, that's not good for you guys?
We didn't know. Oh. Just kidding.
Yeah, 7:30 at night?
Tim's coming at 8.
Oh, I'm in bed by then.
9:21. It's the Tale of Two Tims when we come back.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
John DeCazes here. We'll do Fact or Fiction for prizes coming up. And it's a Tale of Two Tims, Tim Walco and Tim Cavanaugh. And if you go see stand-up comedy, I'm guessing you've seen these guys at one time or another.
Cause, if you're in Chicago, you must have.
And they're going to be great together. This is the first show that we can think of. Of course, all of our memories are going, but the first show we can think of that you guys actually work together.
Yeah, and we're having a great time.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever shared a stage together
shared a men's room.
We were on a ship together once.
That was horrifying.
Oh, is that right?
We did share a men's room a couple of times.
Yeah, but that was with the guy from your show.
Now, you guys know the mics are on, right? We're back from the break.
Hi, everybody. How you doing? It's cloudy.
All I'm saying is Tim and I are close friends.
Yeah. Yeah. So, John, do you have a question for these guys?
Well, you know, I've known you guys for a long time. How are you blending in with just playing like normal music, regular music?
I'm not playing regular music.
No, we're doing funny music.
We're doing funny music.
Like I'm having a band with us.
Okay, this is not what I booked.
Do you think you were talking to the Beatles?
This is not what I booked.
I mean...
Come on, John.
I mean, I know Unforgettable, and I...
Paul's grandfather.
So you thought you booked a music act.
I'm a little confused now. Wow. I'll be honest with you.
We're not going to be confused with Zeppelin.
Which one?
Bob.
Yeah.
Bob Zeppelin. Bob Zeppelin. Albany Park.
Yeah.
Man, Tim Walco knows a lot of people. It's amazing.
There's too many. Well, you live this long, you meet a few.
All right, so are you going to do a song?
Can we do a song?
Yeah, what song would you like to do?
Well, you know what? This is Mother's Day weekend.
Yes, it is.
And now my mother's been gone for quite a while.
Where's she at?
Find her.
You know what? I'm hoping heaven, but we don't know. You know, who knows?
Right. My mom's definitely in heaven. I could call her.
I mean, I wrote a song about our relationship from the very, very beginning. And she's a wonderful, wonderful woman. And with the help of Tim, maybe a little bit on vocals.
Sure.
We'll try to do this. And of course, I'm a little older. And so this pregnancy took place. So, well, it's all in the song. Here we go.
So it's not all of it's not true. Here we go.
No, it's all true.
Tale of Two Tims.
Here we go. Greatest, wonderful mom, pregnant with me, we formed a bond long before the Surgeon General's warnings
We enjoyed cigarettes every single morning. Smoking in my mom's womb. Smoking in my mom's womb. It was a nicotine dream. Pack after pack, I smoked. I sang smoke on the water in her amniotic sack. Be it Camels or Salems, voice rays or cools, in utero I was one smoking fool. I went cold turkey when her water broke. I cried when I was born cause I was jonesing for a smoke. Smoking in my mom's womb. Smoking in my mom's womb. It wasn't detrimental, it came out fine. I ain't no more stupider than your average stupid guy.
That is
so don't smoke now.
That is really, really, really wrong.
But back in those days.
Mother's Day.
Right? For Mother's Day.
Back in those days. Doctors encouraged women to smoke.
It was a classic hit that you just played. Classic, classic, it was pretty classic. Yeah.
And well performed.
Yes.
We're doing a text question today. Lies you told your mom. You guys want to confess to anything?
That I was hers?
Well, I would think that she would have been able to.
She drank. Smoked.
Tim, I don't picture you lying to your mom.
No, I did lie to my mother, but I'm not going to reveal it here because...
What are you afraid she's coming back?
No, I have a lot of relatives. Her sister is still alive. Her sister, okay. Who you met, who has actually come on this show.
Lovely woman.
One time that we just pulled off the street on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah.
She was just walking down here?
Well, that's her
She's
job.
Trying to get on the show.
She walks the streets and gets whatever
okay,
work
wait.
She can get.
Okay, wait. So that's okay.
That's
it's
wrong.
Okay to call.
She's 103.
It's okay to call your aunt a hooker, but you don't want to confess to the lie you told your mother.
My aunt is 103 years old, and she's a wonderful woman. Hi, Marion. How are you?
Yeah.
No, she's not a hooker at all. She's a very, very classy lady.
She crochets.
Just like my mother. She crochets. She does.
I just love the thought process. I couldn't possibly confess the lie. By the way, my aunt the hooker would be upset.
Well, that's exactly right. Not to mention my uncle, the drug dealer.
All right, we're going to run out of time. But we got to come see these guys, and we got to do it Saturday night. So I don't care what plans you have Saturday night. You could have family. You could have maybe someone's in the hospital. Blow it off. Come out to where?
It's Mother's Day weekend, so here we go.
Yeah, take your mom.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Metropolis Theater, downtown Arlington Heights, 7:30 this Saturday, May 11th. You can go to metropolis.com to get your tickets.
And all moms get in at the regular price, I'm told.
Yes, exactly. If you mention
Absolutely.
Both of their names, it's the regular price.
Yeah.
And that box office number is 847-577-2121. Did you want to give away a couple of pairs?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
312-981-7200. Nice thing to take your mom to. Now, Tim's been happily married for years, and Tim Walco is in a lovely relationship.
Yes, he is.
Tim did have a period of single times that possibly if you bring your mom, Tim may have dated her. I just want to throw that out there.
And I have pictures. they're Polaroids.
Three ones.
Polaroids.
And then he hasn't completely developed them. He keeps flipping his wrist. I hope they come through.
Oh, that happens.
312-981-7200 if you want to go. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
See you soon.
Thanks,
Tim Walco.
Steve.
Tim Kavanaugh. Oh, by the way, timcav.com. You want to plug anything?
Timwalco.com.
There you go. Easy enough. Back in a moment with your headlines on 720 WGN.
Fact or fiction, fact or fiction. The simple game show calls a mass addiction. The cause will write the fake one. Make your choice and then the game's done.
Glad to have the music of John DeCoste live with John DeCoste back on the show. 312-981-7200 is the number. We only have time for a couple of these, fact or fiction. But since the two Tims are here, I owe Tim Walco an apology. He had a gig he wanted to plug. What are you doing? A gig you had coming up?
Oh,
you
had a couple? Some, really amazing things. I'm doing the. I'm going to Miami for the Association of Dyslexic Dentists. That's one of the shows.
Okay, good.
I'm playing. I'm coming back here to Chicago in Albany Park to a show for people who throw things up in the air and don't catch them. .com.
Oh, that's a fantastic website.
So I do a lot of corporate stuff. So I'm going actually to Bern, Switzerland. where my grandmother was born, to do Yodelers Anonymous, Friends of Slim Whitman.
Oh, and that's fantastic,
July 4th,
too.
So these are some of the things I have coming up.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And Tim Cavanaugh, if you don't mind, when we get the contestants on the air, if you could be our band.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
Okay.
A band? I'm going to be a band?
Let's go to Brandon. And by the way, we didn't rehearse this planet. I have no idea where you fit in, so just roll with it.
I'm going to... That's fine.
Brandon's
going to do it.
Brandon from Deer Park. John, say hi to Brandon.
Hi, Brandon. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know how to play Fact or Fiction, correct?
I think so.
Okay. I'm going to just give you a statement. You tell me if it's fact or fiction. You ready? Here we
ready.
Go. Termites eat wood twice as fast when they listen to rock music. Fact or fiction?
Now, don't answer yet. Here's some thinking music with Tim Cavanaugh.
Fact or fiction? Termite. They eat faster when they listen to this rock and roll music.
It's hard to believe this wasn't rehearsed.
I know.
All right, one more time, I had a question for Brandon.
Okay, termites eat wood twice as fast when they listen to rock music. Fact or fiction?
Brandon, is that a fact or made up?
I'm gonna go with a fact.
That is correct. It is a fact.
That's unbelievable.
Woo!
Wow.
Brandon's a winner.
Brandon, I got a MyPillow for you. 1-800-MYPILLOW, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WGN. Get a sweet deal, blah, blah, blah. You're a big winner. Sleep well on it, Brandon. Thank you.
Get the Giza sheets.
All right, hold on. Chuck's in Schaumburg. John?
Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
You know how to play Fact or Fiction, correct?
Correct.
Okay, here we go. Real simple. In 1859, Thomas Austin introduced 24 rabbits from England into Australia. By 1920s, there were over 10 billion rabbits. Fact or fiction?
It's a lot of rabbits. All right, here's some thinking music. Tim?
This is a hair-raising question. Good luck trying to count all them rabbits.
That's very funny.
It's an old song by Eddie Rabbit.
It sounds like a Springsteen riff.
Got a nice little, yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing. We haven't rehearsed this.
All right, so again, the question.
Here
for
we go.
Chuck.
In 1859, Thomas Austin introduced 24 rabbits from England to Australia. He released them, and by the 1920s, there were over 10 billion. Fact or fiction?
That's a lot of rabbits, man. I don't know.
Well, I would say it's fact because the old saying goes, breed like rabbits. So I'm assuming
is it fact?
It's true.
It is a fact.
What?
Wow. It is a fact.
Wow. 10 billion rabbits.
10 billion rabbits.
Just in Australia?
Just in Australia. From 24.
And why would I fly 20 hours to see 10 billion rabbits? I can see a thousand of them in my backyard.
But they're convict rabbits.
They're convict rabbits.
Oh, yeah.
Every time one of those rabbits got pregnant, a woman died.
Oh, yeah. That's
wow,
that's
that got
that's
dark, clever. Man. That got super dark.
It goes so dark, this young man.
It's a joke.
I don't know how they would count 10 billion anyway, so.
Well, the rabbit counter.
Calculators.
Yeah, there's an app for it. All right, Chuck, hold on. Hold on, my friend. Another MyPillow. On Andrew MyPillow or MyPillow.com.
Wonderful.
And we also, I don't know if we have names to announce, but we got the winners for the show Saturday night.
Good. Okay. Wonderful.
312-981-7200 if you want to beg. Norm and Nancy. Apparently not a couple, but they're both going to be going. Gentlemen, have a great
excellent.
Show.
Excellent. Perfect.
Great show. Thank
more
you.
Winners.
Imagine when his throat clears up how good he's going to sound. Just-